Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Highs level off around 44 today under sunny skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 24. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs around 43. Mainly cloudy skies expected Saturday with a high of 44, 39 Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 25.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas has officially introduced a new bill in the Senate that would cut taxes on individuals who receive Social Security benefits in the nation. As KSNT News reports that Senator Marshall has partnered with Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee to introduce the Retirees First Act, also known as the Reducing Excessive Taxation and Inefficiencies by Reforming Elder Exemptions to Support Fairness, Inflation Relief, and Simple Taxes Act. They say if the bill was approved, it would increase the threshold to include Social Security in income, along with reducing the taxable income for many single heads of household. In a statement from Marshall, he said, quote, after 4 years of record high inflation, the current tax on Social Security has been devastating American retirees. By cutting taxes on Social Security, this bill would ensure America's seniors can keep more of their hard-earned money and fix a fundamental flaw in our tax system. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
2025 is the year to come out to Midwest Kia if you dare to compare. We're so confident that you'll love the product, love the pricing, and love the simple and transparent purchase process that we're putting our money where our mouth is. This year, give Midwest Kia a chance to dazzle you. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Found a better fit elsewhere? We're going to pay you $100 just for giving us a chance. It's a win-win all month long at Midwest Kia. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Dare to Compare. Just another way to say
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
$100 payment paid to customers who have been presented a deal in store and provided a signed purchase agreement from competing dealer up to 30 days after store visit.
The state of Kansas has been granted an extension to be able to file for federal disaster relief in regards to winter storms that hit the state in the early portion of January. As according to KSNT News and Governor Kelly's office, they have submitted the letter that requested the extension back on January 23rd last week, saying that they were approved of the extension for the major federal disaster declaration all the way through March 6th of this year. According to the governor's office, they say the intense amount of snow that many portions of the state received did cause some damage, saying between January 4th and 5th, the city of Topeka saw more than 14 inches of snow, and many other communities around the state receiving just as much, with crews working 24-hour operations and 12-hour shifts all the way through January 13th. In a statement from the governor, she said, "We are grateful for the extension to file our request for a major declaration of disaster. This additional time will allow personnel from the State Division of Emergency Management to gather all the necessary information to corroborate the incident period and the damages that were caused by the storm."
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, this past weekend was the National Democrat Convention as Jane Klieb, the chair of the Nebraska Democrat Party, has officially been elected by her National Democrat Party cohort as the new president for the Association of State Democratic Committees. According to the Nebraska Examiner, it is a four-year post by the chairs and vice chairs for the state Democrat parties as outgoing DNC chair Jamie Harrison, who visited Nebraska to help former Vice President Kamala Harris with the, quote, blue dot, did celebrate Klieb's victory in a tweet, calling her a dear friend, as she will be doing both jobs as also the chair of the state Nebraska party. According to Cleve, she says one of the priorities she will be focusing on will be the investment with national investors into state parties, including in Republican-led states like Nebraska, to help win more statewide races around the nation, along with helping these state parties hire qualified staff that can, quote, win elections down ballot and work their way up. At America Network News.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. 84th annual meeting of the Marshall County Conservation District was held Wednesday evening in Marysville. Soil Health Award went to Charlotte Peterson with a family farm near Waterville. Water Quality Award to Jim and Janet Wilsoncroft of Vermilion. Windbreak Award went to Aaron and Kelly G of Home. And the Grassland Award to James Tilley of Waterville. A local working group meeting with Marshall and Washington County Conservation Districts is planned in Marysville February 27th to determine recommendations that will be forwarded to Natural Resource and Conservation Service. The annual Quality Beef Day in Marshall County is planned Saturday, April 12th at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Entries will open in mid-March. The City of Washington has received a $338,000 community development block grant to replace the playground at the City Park. Combined with the city's match of $231,000, total cost for the project is $570,000. An injury accident in Marshall County was reported January 29th on K99, south of Pheasant Road. A Sabetha man, 70-year-old Rodney Strom, struck the tires of a semi driven by an Iowa man. Strom was transported to CMH with reported minor injuries. Marysville High School winter formal is planned Saturday, with the crowning of Queen and King candidates at halftime of the boys' basketball game on Friday. Queen candidates include Grace Turner, Michaela Nolte, Sarah Nemec, Grayson Ketter, and Braylee Fritz. King candidates Jordan Miller, Rick Wurtenberger, Mason Raider, Jet Keller, and Taven Wilson. Gerald L. Jerry Brown, age 82, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Memorial service is planned Friday, 10:30, at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Interment will follow at the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Thursday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Christy Andrews Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Jerry Bourne. Norbert F. Bramlage, age 95, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Saturday at 10:30 with the rosary at 10 from the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial Saturday at 1:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery at Marysville. Visitation Friday from 3 until 8 p.m. at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Norbert Bromlich. Norman Cowboy Stiggy, age 83, of Morrowville, passed away January 31st. A funeral service is planned February 25th, 10:30 a.m. at Sacred Heart Catholic Church. Burial St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio. February 24th, the family visitation is planned 5 until 8 p.m. at the Brewery in Washington, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Norman Cowboy Stiggy. Rodney E. Bullmeyer, age 64, passed away Monday. Celebration of life service planned Saturday, 2 p.m. at Wymore Church of Christ. Graveside service to follow at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Laughlin Hove Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Rodney Bullmeyer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, asparagus, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, fried chicken, baked beans, coleslaw, and a blushing pears. KNDY News Time is 7:13.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll see increasing sunshine across the area for today as high pressure looks to build in from the west. And this area of high pressure will keep conditions dry, not only here for today, but right into your Friday coming up as well. High temperatures back into the above average category by this afternoon, looking to reach up into the middle part of the 40s. And for tonight, we'll drop back to lows in the middle 20s, which is seasonably chilly for this time of year. Even into your Friday, again, still looking to stay dry with highs approaching those mid 40s once again. And we get one more day in the mid 40s on Saturday before we trend colder, looking at your Sunday. We're back to some lower 30s there for the latter half of your weekend for those high temperatures. And then a more active pattern expected into the early part of the new work week, with a slight chance for some late-day snow on Monday, and that chance for snow continues into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early February, 42, record high in the state, 73. The average low 20 and the record low 13 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:29. Sunset this evening at 5:54. It's 26 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 6th of February. KNDY News Time 7:14. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Reflections, you'll find the sweetest ways to say I love you. Start commemorating this year's celebrations with spring keepsake ornaments. Find the best chocolates for the sweet tooth, customizable 18-karat gold charm necklaces and bracelets for the sweethearts. And for those who like the smell of a good deal, Hallmark Cork Top two-wick candles are on a special Valentine's Day sale, $2 for $20. Don't forget to grab a card, meaningful or with a pinch of humor. Reflections Hallmark.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
In downtown Marysville.
Things could cool down now for the Heat. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Miami unloading disgruntled Jimmy Butler last night, a deal that involves four teams and seven players. Among the moves, Andrew Wiggins, Kyle Anderson from Golden State to Miami, Dennis Schroeder from the Warriors to the Jazz. Jimmy Butler lands with Golden State. The deal comes through after Kevin Durant let it be known he had no interest in reuniting with Golden State. Whirlwind night for the Warriors, who wind up blowing an 11-point lead in the final 3 minutes and losing to the Jazz. Coach Steve Kerr.
The league should consider making the trade deadline, you know, at the All-Star break, you know, just so you don't have to face these games where guys are getting traded half an hour before and a game, and, you know, you're trying to process the emotions and trying to win a game.
Also last night, the Lakers make another move, picking up a center in Mark Williams. Milwaukee gets Kyle Kuzma from Washington in exchange for Chris Middleton, who goes to the Wizards. Trade deadline, 3 o'clock Eastern today. De'Aaron Fox scores or assists on 56 points in his Spurs debut. San Antonio holding off Atlanta, winning by one. Thunder, 140-109 over the Suns, a 50-point game for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Anthony Edwards with 49. Wolves beat Chicago by 19. Darius Garland hits a shot from the logo at the buzzer as Cleveland beats the Pistons. Wizards top the Nets. Third straight win for Washington. From college, number one UCLA, a 13-point win over eighth-ranked Ohio State. UCLA women, the only unbeaten team in D1, men's or women's. Men's number two Duke, 29-point win at Syracuse. Fourth-ranked Tennessee rallies for an 85-81 win over 15th-ranked Missouri. Pete Alonso explored free agency, but ultimately lands back home, re-ups with the Mets, 2 years, $54 million. President Trump signs an executive order preventing transgender athletes from participating in girls' or women's sports. He wants the IOC to follow suit.
What if every Valentine's Day gift you bought earned something back for yourself? Well, it can if you shop Macy's One Day Sale. You can save 40 to 60% on fine jewelry, designer handbags, and more. Plus, you can earn faster during Star Money Bonus Days this weekend only. Let our gift guide help you find the perfect gift for the loves in your life and earn Star Money for yourself. What's not to love? But don't wait. It's all happening tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply, including gift card services and fees.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Marysville wrestlers host Concordia North Central Kansas League duel this evening. Washington County hosting Republic County in high school basketball. Our Friday feature broadcast, Marysville hosting Rock Creek on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Axtell at Hanover live on FM 95.5.
As we get to the final month of the regular season of high school winter sports in the Twin Valley League, the TVL Spotlight is here to catch all of the action. Check us out on TVLSpotlight.com for post-game stats, scores, and stories, as well as interviews with coaches and players from your favorite TVL schools. That's TVLSpotlight.com, your home for the Twin Valley League.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors on Wednesday looked to possible future interest rate cuts from the Fed and shrugged off a disappointing earnings report from the parent company of Google. The Dow gained 317 points on the day to close at 44,873. The S&P added 0.4%. The NASDAQ composite was flat. An about-face from the U.S. Postal Service. The post office again is accepting packages from China and Hong Kong, reversing its 12-hour suspension amid confusion on how to collect the Trump administration's new 10% tariff. Strong demand for smartphones had Qualcomm reporting better-than-expected results for the fiscal first quarter. Revenue in the quarter rose 18% from $9.92 billion a year ago. This probably won't help demand for handheld devices. Oklahoma lawmakers and the governor are on board with a plan to ban cell phones in public school classrooms. Indiana, Florida, Louisiana, and California already have laws on the books. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Bite Me Barbecue has more than just great barbecue. Of course, they have delicious pulled pork, brisket, sausage, burnt ends, and more, but they also feature other choices as well, with excellent food at affordable prices. Don't forget, they can bring the menu to your family gathering, special event, wedding, or business function. Check out Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, also online and on Facebook.
Good Thursday morning. Sit back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, just a quick recap from yesterday shows a generally mixed day in the grains and the oilseeds. Boy, the soybeans pretty much took the brunt of the hit. It was a fairly positive day in the livestock yesterday, though. After both Monday and Tuesday saw triple-digit losses, we saw a day of recovery for your Wednesday. February live cattle was up 172 to 203.60. April up 265 to 201.30. March feeder cattle up 247 to $270.70. April was at 270.47. That was up 285 by the close. And a triple digit jump for the hogs as well. February lean hogs gained 157 up to 86.65. April up 180 at 91.55. We shall see. Do they continue on the recovery path? Because again, a near $5 to $6 drop through the first 2 days of the week. All right, let's take a look through the grains and the oil seeds through the overnight pre-trade session. Again, it was kind of mixed, choppy trade in the wheat market. We're seeing that a little bit through the overnight trade session as March, Kansas City wheat is up 1.25 at 5.93. May up 1.25 as well at 6.02.5. Oats a bit weaker. March oats down 3 at 3.64.75. Slight gains for corn this morning. March corn up a penny to 4.94.25. May's up a half cent at 5.05.25. Soybeans are also on the rise as we see March soybeans up 6 to 10.63. May to 10.78.75. That's 6.5 cents higher. Soybean meal also on the rise. March soy meal up 90 to 3.09.20. And soy oil up 33 to 45.42. Cotton, not much movement, but for what's there, March cotton up a point at 66.05. Energy markets are recovering slightly. Crude oil up 28 to 71.31. Unleaded gas up a penny at 206 a gallon. Heating oil unchanged at 238, and natural gas is unchanged at 335. Gold's down 10.90 at 28.60.70. Silver's down 40 cents at 32.57 per ounce. And the dollar index back up 45 at 107.9.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Something as simple as choosing the right kind of hay feeder can reduce waste, increase efficiency, and boost the profitability of livestock operations. K-State beef production specialist Emma Briggs discusses a commonly used hay feeder.
One design is what I like to call an open bottom feeder. They have an open bottom design. They're typically fairly light. Sometimes they're made out of plastic or metal, and they're really easy to move on their side, move around. But unfortunately, when they have an open bottom and they just kind of have that basic round design, it makes it really easy for cattle to pull the hay out and increase the amount of waste. There's a lot of research that shows that 16 to 21% of that original bale weight can be wasted with these feeders, and most of it is due to the hay being pulled out and trampled on into cattle feces and urine.
Briggs recommends using a sheet bottom feeder, which, as the name implies, has a piece of sheet metal that protects the bottom.
This really only needs to come up 16 to 18 inches off the ground in order to be effective. And it's a really practical way to reduce hay waste and can typically be added on to existing feeders if needed. The sheeted bottom really helps in the later stages of feeding when that bale starts to collapse, and it helps maintain the feeding area, keeping it clean and making sure that the loose hay stays within reach of the cattle in the feeders, but they have typically less is pulled out. And so we've seen that about 39% reduction in hay waste compared to the open bottom design, with some researchers saying and some studies saying that it could be around 12% of the original bale weight is wasted in total.
She explains the pros and cons of basket and cone feeders.
In reality, what those features are actually doing is keeping the bale either suspended or keeping the upper third of the bale restricted in more of an upright position, so it doesn't kind of explode and go everywhere within the feeder. It really kind of holds it a little bit more tight. We've seen hay waste of a bale, percentage of a bale of 2 to 5% in some cases. Unfortunately, these cone and basket feeders are very heavy in nature, and so it can make it a little bit more difficult if you don't have some type of hydrobed or tractor to help you maneuver these different types of feeders.
That was Emma Briggs, K-State beef production specialist, on how certain hay feeders limit waste and save money for producers. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They have over 1,600 head of early consignments, including 11 black running age cows bred to black Angus bull. They're calving now. 8 red and white faced steers weighing 4 to 450. 45 Charlotte black steers heifers weighing 4 to 6. 19 black steers nevers 4 to 7. 45 black and red steers nevers 4.5 to 550. 10 black steers weigh 5 to 600 pounds. 16 black steers nevers 5 to 650, 40 weighing in at 5 to 7. 50 black and white faced steers nevers 5 to 7. 70 black steers nevers 5 to 7. 70 red Angus steers weigh 600 pounds. 52 mostly black steers nevers weigh 6 to 6.5. 35 black heifers 6 to 750. 35 Charlotte steers nevers weighing 6 to 8. 18 black and white faced steers nevers 6 to 800 pounds. 35 black and red steers 7 to 8. 200 mixed steers nevers 7 to 800 pounds. 60 black and red steers at 7 to 8. 80 black steers and heifers 7 to 8. 70 black steers and replacement quality heifers weigh 7 to 850. 85 black and red steers nevers weighing 7 to 9. 50 black steers nevers 7 to 9. 15 crossbred heifers weigh 750 to 8. 65 black and red steers 750 to 850. Another 65 in the 8 to 850 range. 183 black steers nevers weigh 8 to 8.5, 60 crossbred steers 850 to 9, 60 black steers 870 to 9, with another 60 weighing 875 to 9.25. 60 red steers 9 to 950 are among early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Is fidgeting a sign that someone is nervous, distracted, or bored? Some surprising research says it may be none of the above. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 6th, the 37th day of the year. President Ronald Reagan and Babe Ruth were both born on this day. Kids are almost universally fidgety creatures. We constantly tell them to sit still, stop tapping their fingers, swinging their legs, and so forth. But some research indicates that there may be psychological benefits to fidgeting. In the classroom, fidgety kids tend to learn and solve problems better than non-fidgeters. And there are benefits for grown-ups, too. Leg movements can help counteract arterial disease. And the Mayo Clinic says common fidgeting may aid in weight loss. Fidgeting may be a natural mechanism which reduces the harmful effects of sitting for long periods of time. A little something to ponder next time you tell your child to sit still. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Sam's back with your latest Mid-America Network sports updates. As we had quite a bit of work on the hardwood last night for women's basketball, we'll start with the Jayhawks of KU as they went on the road to play a top 25 team against West Virginia last night and got beat on the road 76-43. They will travel to Cincinnati, tip off on Saturday for their next matchup. K-State women's Wildcats were also on the hardwood last night, and it took a second half a comeback rally in order to take down TCU to continue on with their dominant season. K-State gets the win 59-50 over TCU. They will also be on the road this Saturday against Oklahoma State. Wichita State University women's were also back on the winning track last night as they take down FAU 54-44. They will host the University of Texas San Antonio coming up Saturday here in Wichita. And the ladies don't stop there. Starting tomorrow, softball season's officially underway as KU women's Jayhawks go up against Clemson and FAU at the FAU Paradise Classic. Wichita State softball starts tomorrow as well against Northern Illinois and Grand Canyon University.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive weekly look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-framed buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Building, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call. B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Welcome now into the TVL Rundown. Max Blasky with KNDY Radio, joined with Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. Jeff, some high-quality teams picked up wins first in girls' action. We'll talk about some Tuesday night scores. Hanover takes care of Valley Heights. Onega picks up a big one over Donovan West. Lynn girls stay pat with those two teams as they pick up a win over Blue Valley. But I think an interesting scenario that's starting to shape place is the Hanover girls and the Lynn girls. They're in the same sub-state this year as they have for the last couple seasons. But Lynn playing some really good basketball. They took Hanover close a couple weeks ago. That Lynn girls team, I think, is starting to make some noise and click at the right time.
And that's exactly where I was going to go with that. Click at the right time is a perfect term for them because struggled a little bit early on, had some growing pains, trying to get some people in the right spots. But I think Coach Trevor Kuhlman has all of the keys going the same direction, and everybody knows their spot. Everybody knows where things are supposed to be. And that's big for Lynn. Yeah, I think right now they are just peaking at the right time.
Now looking at the boys' results from Tuesday night. Again, wins for Hanover over Valley Heights. Lynn falls to Blue Valley. Blue Valley, a sneaky good team there in the Rams. Centralia over Donovan West. And then a game we were at, or I was at, Frankfort over Onega in that contest. There's not a whole lot of scores that really stick out to me, maybe besides that Blue Valley-Lynn game. And I know we don't talk a lot about the Rams, but Blue Valley with that 68-58 win over Lynn Tuesday night might have turned some heads in the league here late in the season.
Definitely. I think they're a team that's coming on. They are a team that has played consistently all season long. And if they can turn it on in this next couple of weeks, and I think we saw that last night, putting almost 70 on Lynn, a very good Lynn team who snuck into the top 10 this week. If Blue Valley can continue to do that over their next couple of games, watch out for the Rams.
Moving our attention to Friday night's contest or rest of the week contest coming up this evening. Republic County makes a trip over to Washington County while coming up Friday. Valley Heights is at Chapman. Frankfort is at Blue Valley. And then a highlight game that KNDY will be at Axtell over at Hanover. Jeff mentioned that Axtell-Hanover game. I want to start with the girls. Of course, Hanover girls at the top of the league standing. Axtell with four freshmen but playing well. This is a contest that I think the Axtell Lady Eagles can show what they are made of against a strong upper echelon team in the league.
And I hope every person in Hanover just heard what you said, because that will be nothing but bulletin board material in Hanover over the next couple of days, if that's true. Hanover is primed and ready right now. They looked terrific at the league tournament. If they don't take them seriously, this could be a tough game for the Hanover Lady Wildcats. If they come in with any sort of motivation and any sort of knowing what they're about to do, then this is Hanover's night again.
Now looking at the boys' side, I think an excellent matchup, a rematch of the Twin Valley League Championship on the boys' side. Axtell playing excellent ball. Hanover has really caught a roll too as well. What's something that might stick out to you in that this game coming up Friday?
The glitz and the glamour and everything that comes with a Hanover and Axtell matchup, it's going to be absolutely incredible. We're starting to see this every night in the Twin Valley League. Some game just shows up and it's like, I'm going to punch you in the face. And that's exactly what this Axtell Hanover boys game will be. No punches. Hopefully no punches. But 10 great athletes on the court, and they are going to be just absolutely going all out in this game.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a weekly comprehensive look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
Marysville wrestlers host Concordia North Central Kansas League duel this evening. Washington County hosting Republic County in high school basketball. Our Friday feature broadcast, Marysville hosting Rock Creek on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Axtell at Hanover live on FM 95.5.